And in it, he tells the story of the Jewish people, and he explains to them what happened. So in that letter, he has a description of the last 300, 350 years of Jewish life in Babylonia, and of the disputes, and of the names of the Gaonim, and the names of the exile arch, and the names of everybody that was important, and what happened. So that is one very important and original primary source of Jewish history of this time. Second source was written by a Jew in Spain about 150 years later. That man's name was Rabbi Abraham Ibn Daud, Rabbeinu Avraham Ibn David. And he's called the Ravid. Now, there are at least three people called the Ravid. Ravid usually was Avraham ben David, Abraham the son of David. This first Ravid, the Rabbeinu Avraham Reb Dovid Alevi, lived in about the year 1200. And he wrote a history book called the Sefer HaKabbalah, the Book of Tradition. And that also began with the story of Adam, and went all the way till his day. And in there, he records all of the events that occur at the Babylonian Jewry. Now, from the letter from the Sefer HaKabbalah, it seems that he did not have a copy of Rav Shrira Gaon's letter in front of him. And there are differences, therefore, in the record between the two. But basically, they both tell the same story, and they tell the events that occurred during that period of time. There are three events which are basic into this period of time, to the beginning of the Gaonim. Number one was the rise of a new sect among the Jewish people called the Karoyim, the Karaites. The Karaites were a deviant sect who broke off from the main tradition of Judaism, who denied the authenticity of the oral law, who rejected all of the rabbinic laws that the Talmud represented. They were basically not only non-Talmudic, anti-Talmudic Jews. And they were the heir, at least in spirit, to the ideas of the Tzedukim, of the Sadducees, whom we discussed before, who existed in the time of the Second Temple. And they were the forerunner of ideas that would come again to the fore in the 18th century in Europe, when again the question of the divinity of the Torah and the supremacy of Talmudic Judaism would come into question. The Karaites began on a very petty note. They were founded by a man called Onon, which was a common name in Babylonian Jewry. He was descended from the house of David, and he was a nephew of one of the exilarchs. And he reached popularity in about the year 727 to the common era. Now, when his uncle died, his uncle did not have any children, and he felt that by right of inheritance, and also by right of the fact that he thought that he was the greatest, as all modest people do, he felt he was entitled to become the exilarch. At that time,